Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, glad to be here and talk about these improvements to 316 at Jimmy Daniel.
Yeah, this is a big picture thing here. This is not confined to that particular intersection. It's been work up and down 316 and work yet to come as part of an upgrade, plan to upgrade this very vital road connects Athens with Metro Atlanta. But as we say, my vested interest is literally right around the corner. I use this intersection every day. First of all, by way of providing public input, what do folks need to do?
Right. Well, we just launched a live public information open house website on May 17th, and it's open for comment through June 10th. So we definitely want folks to visit that website. It's easily searchable. Just put in transforming SR 316, and it'll bring you straight to it. And it's a very informative website that's got detailed information of what the current proposal is for making that intersection much safer.
All right, what is, and let's just jump right in here and be as specific or less as you need to be, but what are we talking about by way of a plan now? What does it look like at this moment?
Yeah, the current proposal, and again, we're talking about that Jimmy Daniel intersection between Bogart and Athens, is to remove the existing signalized intersection and create an interchange that would include two roundabouts. So the goal of that is reducing the conflict points, enhancing the safety, and reducing a lot of the delay that folks currently have there in the morning and afternoon peak. So project limits roughly to the north of 316 would end at Meriwether Drive, and to the south of 316 would end at Venn Drive. So that's basically the scope of the project.
And our studio's, by the way, on Venn Drive, just to be precise about that. Yeah, I'm very, very familiar with traffic circles, and I'm a huge fan of them. I first encountered them, as a lot of people do. My first encounter was in a rental car in England. I almost got killed trying to plow through the first one. You got a really fast learning curve, and I do fine with them now. But I've not seen, I don't know that I'm familiar, maybe I've encountered them someplace, but I don't recall, two traffic circles in basically the same place. I'm looking at a representation of it on the website that you've indicated here, and it looks fairly self-explanatory, but describe it for us. How would that work?
Right. Well, it would be a single lane roundabout at what the top of the new ramps would be when you get off eastbound or westbound, and there's been a commitment to installing a lot of roundabouts just because of their proven safety features across the state. Like you said, folks are starting to see a lot more of them, and it's a very simple operation. When you approach that roundabout, the main thing you need to do is just look to your left. The person that's in the circle always has the right of way, so yield to your left. When you have space, jump in there, and then obviously signal your exit once you're done with your movement. But it's just proven to be much safer and reduce those conflict points that exist compared to a normal four-way stop or a traffic signal. So that's why you're seeing them become an application. And there's also more proposed four different interchanges along 316, similar to what's at Jimmy Daniel.
That's one proposal. Some other things that might be discussed. It's a phrase that I'm hearing, and then we're seeing some of these over closer toward Gwinnett and into Atlanta. Diamond interchange. What are we talking about there?
That's basically just the layout footprint of what this interchange would look like. Obviously, adding the on and off ramps, and then having the roundabouts be your main intersection control, and also lifting up the grade from what is previously there. So now you're going to raise you up when you're driving on Jimmy Daniel to get you over 316. So there will no longer be that direct access that you have via the traffic signal as it currently exists.
Again, Kyle Collins with us, the Georgia DOT. So the traffic signals, but the traffic signals would go completely away. There'd be no traffic signals. Okay.
And then, no more signal.
Again, that's another feature of, component of, and most of us becoming somewhat familiar with these traffic circles there. What's the timeline here? First of all, the public input I'm seeing is through what, the middle of June?
Yeah, June 10th is the last official day that we'll receive comments. And we also want to encourage the listeners to tune in to the website. Make sure you visit on May 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to be hosting a live session with project experts. I'll actually be moderating that session, so you'll see me on Microsoft Teams, and there will be a chance for you to submit questions during that 4 to 6 p.m. period, and we'll make sure to answer as many as we can that day. So that's an additional component to this outreach, because we want to make sure we're getting the information out there and kind of meeting you where you are.
Okay, and the timeline for the work itself, this is all just a bunch of concepts right now, and it's on the drawing board, but at some point, are you going to get crews out there and go to work? What's the timeline, if there is one?
Right now, it's looking like we would award this to a contractor and developer team the last quarter of 2023. Of course, that's tentative and subject to change, but that's where we stand right now. And that would put us in the construction phase in spring 2024, with an expectation to have substantial completion in that 2027 time frame. So looking at about a three-year job.
Holy smokes. I mean, we just went through this, and the folks in Oconee County, I know, banging their heads out there, they just went through about 3-4 years of Mars Hill, that busy right. corridor there, and this would be a similar time frame. What happens during those 3 years? I mean, how do we get from point A to point B in those 3 years?
Right. Well, obviously, there'll be the contractor will have to maintain access to all users during that time. So there may be some slight delays and some shifts throughout that construction duration, but we can't shut off access to any of these driveways for residents, or like y'all were talking about, to get to the station on Venn Drive. So you'll always be able to move through there. There just may be some times where it takes a little bit longer during that construction work. And we'll make sure to advertise that with our partners, to make everyone aware of what's coming once construction is underway.
I'm just visualizing this in my head here. I'm thinking the good news would be there doesn't appear to be much, if anything, by way of residential disruption. I mean, like houses there. And that's not really the case,
right.
I don't think. I think you're in luck there. So that's not a factor.
Right.
But some businesses, the funeral home, for example, just down in other businesses along Venn Drive and plans or even more. There's some office park talk out there. So this could become a very active place, will become a very active place. But it all starts with public comment, public input, and you're, again, invited to the website. Quickest thing to do is go to the Oconee County website, follow some links from there. And that thing on the 26th that you mentioned, that's, again, 4 to 6, a virtual presentation, Microsoft Teams.
Yes.
And you'll be moderating that thing. Thanks for your time. If nothing else, it's nice to talk to somebody who isn't running for anything. Kyle Collins with the Georgia Tea. I don't think he's running for anything. He's not out there.
Always refreshing. I am not.
Not a candidate for anything. Okay. Best of luck with this. You got your hands full with this. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.